AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Nashville police are saying more about the shooter who killed three children and three adults at a grade school yesterday. Ed Donahue has details.
Audrey Hale had bought seven weapons over the years.
They were legally purchased. Three of those weapons were used.
Police Chief John Drake says Hale hid the weapons from their parents.
She was under care, doctor's care, for an emotional disorder. Law enforcement knew nothing about the treatment she was receiving, but her parents felt that she should not own weapons.
Drake says they're still looking for a motive, but the shooter had a detailed map of the school.
There was not any particular student that she was looking for at the time of the incident.
Drake says Hale may have had some resentment for having to go to that school. I'm Ed Donahue.
A federal judge has ruled former Vice President Mike Pence will have to testify before a grand jury in the federal probe into efforts by former President Trump and his allies to overturn the 2020 election. That's according to two people familiar with the ruling, which remains under seal. Meanwhile, in New York, the AP's learned the Manhattan grand jury hearing testimony in the Trump hush money case will not take up the inquiry again this week. Mexico's president says at least 40 people were killed after migrants fearing deportation set mattresses ablaze at an immigration detention center. Charles Caladesmo has more.
Images from the scene show ambulances, firefighters, and vans from the morgue around the facility. The injured have been taken to four hospitals, according to the Diario de Juarez newspaper. Sources told the paper the fire happened late Monday at a facility in the city across from El Paso in Texas. It's shelters full of migrants waiting for opportunities to cross or who've requested asylum in the U.S. and are waiting out of the process. I'm Charles Caladesmo.
And a Russian court has convicted a single father over social media posts criticizing the war in Ukraine, sentencing him to 2 years in prison. This is AP News. Vice President Kamala Harris is making a trip to Africa, stopping in Ghana today.
Speaking from a monument commemorating Ghana's independence from colonialism, Vice President Kamala Harris says the U.S. is committed to strengthen its partnership with Africa.
America will be guided not by what we can do for our African partners, but what we can do with our African partners.
Harris envisions a future propelled by African innovation.
We must invest in the African ingenuity and creativity, which will unlock incredible economic growth and opportunities.
The vice president is on a week-long trip that includes visits to Tanzania and Zambia. I'm Julie Walker.
Harris also visited Cape Coast Castle, where enslaved Africans were held captive before being loaded onto ships bound for the Americas. She says the place reeks with anguish. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.